Go ahead and call the council to order, Carla. I know Dan's going to be here momentarily, but let's get started.
Saltzman? Novick?
Here.
Fritz?
Here.
Fish? Hales?
Here. Okay, we have two related land use items. Do you want to read them both?
Item 771, consider the proposal of Paradise 39 Grape, LLC, and the recommendation from the hearings officer for approval to change the comprehensive plan map designation from industrial sanctuary to central employment, and the zoning map designation from IG1, general industrial 1, to EX, central employment, with a design overlay at the southeast corner of North Albina Avenue and North Fremont Street, LU 131313000, CPZC, and item 772. Amend the comprehensive plan MAC designation and change zoning of property located at 750 North Fremont at the request of Richard Larson, Paradise 39 Grape, LLC, LU 131313000, CPZC.
Thank you. City Attorney.
Good afternoon. For the benefit of the television audience and for one person we may have to testify, there are several announcements I need to make to comply with state law. First, as to the kind of hearing we're having today, this is an evidentiary hearing, which means you may submit new evidence to the City Council in support of your arguments. Second, as to the order of testimony, what the council is considering today is a hearings officer's recommendation on a proposed comprehensive plan map amendment and zone change, as well as an ordinance to implement that recommendation. Testimony concerning the hearings officer's recommendation will be heard as follows. We'll begin with a staff report by BDS staff for approximately 10 minutes. Following the staff report, the City Council will hear from individuals in the following order. The applicant will go first and will have 15 minutes to address the council, actually 10 minutes to address the council. After the applicant, the council will hear from individuals or organizations who support the applicant's proposal, and each person will have 3 minutes to speak. Next, the council will hear from any persons or organizations who oppose the applicant's proposal, and again, each person has 3 minutes. And if there was testimony in opposition to the applicant's proposal, the applicant will have 5 additional minutes to rebut the testimony given in opposition. The council may then close the hearings and deliberate. Again, as I mentioned, you have a recommendation, which are essentially the findings, and you have an ordinance before you, which is an emergency ordinance. If it were to appear as a result of your discussion following the hearing that there is one vote against, there is someone likely to vote no on the emergency ordinance, then my recommendation to you would be to remove the emergency clause and pass both the findings and the ordinance to second reading and vote next week.
Council, is Commissioner Saltzman?
Yes, he'll be here shortly, I believe.
But if he doesn't join us, we would need 4 votes.
You would need all 4 votes. That's correct.
Catherine, there's no meeting next week. So
so it would need to continue to the next available
September
meeting.
September 4th, actually, is our
September
next meeting.
4th. Okay.
There's a meeting next week. No?
I'm sorry, you're right. 14.
That's right. There is a meeting next week. It's 2 weeks after that.
Okay. Finally, as several guidelines for presenting testimony, any letters or documents you wish to become part of the record should be given to the council clerk after you testify. Similarly, the original or a copy of any slides, photographs, drawings, maps, videos, or other items you show to the council during your testimony, including a PowerPoint presentation, should be given to the council clerk to make sure they become part of the record. Any testimony, arguments, and evidence you present must be directed toward the applicable approval criteria or other criteria in the city's comprehensive plan or zoning code that you believe apply to the decision. BDS staff will identify the applicable approval criteria as part of their staff report to the council. Finally, you must raise any issues clearly enough to give the council and the parties an opportunity to respond to the issue. If you don't, you'll be precluded from appealing to the Land Use Board of Appeals on that issue. And that concludes my opening statements.
Great, thank you. Do any members of the council have conflicts of interest or ex parte contacts to disclose? I visited the site and the company. One of my staff spoke to no party to the case and simply viewed the site from the street. Okay, then let's proceed with the staff report, please.
Is it on?
Good afternoon. I'm Sheila Fergoli. I'm here to present Hearings Officer Gregory Frank's recommendation of approval of the requested comprehensive plan map amendment and zoning map request for the property at 750 North Fremont. As noted, the request is to change from the designation industrial sanctuary to central employment, and the associated zoning map amendment request is from the IG1 zone to the EX zone. What comes with the EX zone is the D overlay, the design review overlay. For the record, the relevant approval criteria are 33.810.050A and 33.855.050. And just to note, because this is a comprehensive plan map amendment, there is no 120-day clock. The subject property is a developed 11,774 square foot site. No new development is proposed with this application. This site plan illustrates the existing development. The existing building is approximately 4,000 square feet. There's a small parking area, and the site contains two cell towers with associated equipment. This map shows the current zoning. As the map illustrates, the subject property is the only remaining lot on this block with the IG1 zone. The closest IG1 zone property is Kitty Corner, southwest of the subject site, and then there's a larger area south of North Cook that is also zoned IG1. To the north and to the east of North Borthwick is residential zoning, and then west there is more EX zoning along the Mississippi corridor. Here we see the requested EXD zoning applied to the site. The EX zone allows a mix of uses and is intended for areas in the center of the city that has nearby industrial development. These next few photos will show that the subject site as well as the surrounding development. Here we see North Fremont Street. The street curves to the south at this location. That bright red arrow points to the subject site. This is the existing building on the property. We're looking at the east facade, the entrance facing the parking area. And then this is the remainder of that east facade. Here we see the associated or accessory parking area, as well as the two cell towers and equipment located on this property. And then this is the west entrance that faces North Albina. And this is the remainder of that west-facing facade. And here what we see is the back of the site. It's visible from North Cook Street. In the foreground is the southern abutting lot. Again, that lot is already zoned EX. You can see that the cell towers and the parking area are elevated above the southern abutting lot. And then just to note, on this vicinity map, the red arrow on this slide as well as the other slides shows the direction that the camera is pointed where I took the photos, and then outlined in red is the subject site. Here's one of the properties that's south of the site. This has frontage on North Cook Street, and as you see, it is currently used for the storage of construction equipment. And then this large building is on the eastern abutting lot. This building contains retail uses, a Grand Central Bakery. And then here on the right-hand side of the slide, you can see the tops of those cell towers that are on the subject site. On the eastern abutting block is the Boise Elliott School, a Portland public school. And then here what we see is more of that school facility. Back behind the building is a large playground. This site is approximately 3.5 acres. And then directly north of the school, north of Fremont Street, is a single dwelling part of a single dwelling residential neighborhood. These homes front North Borthwick. And then directly across the street, across from North Fremont, we see a small apartment complex. And then again, on the other side of the site, west of the site, on the other side of Albina Street, is another EX zone site. This site has a small storage building on it, and as you can see, the southern part of the wall abuts or shares a wall to a warehouse. This warehouse building is zoned, is on property zoned IG1. And the warehouse site has a relatively large loading area as well, with access off North Cook Street. Just to note, earlier this week, there was a report in the Oregonian that mentioned that this particular site is planned for redevelopment or reuse, rather. A proposed brewery and restaurant are proposed to move into that building, and I think that I believe the property owner has submitted for building permits to do that work. And then finally, south of North Cook Street is the City of Portland 5-acre Albina Yard maintenance facility, and as you can see, that site sits lower than the street, and obviously a lot lower than North Fremont Street. As the fence illustrates or shows, there's no access onto the city facility from North Cook Street. Rather, access is provided further south off North Mississippi Avenue.
Can you go back for one second?
Yes.
Did I miss the picture, photograph of what's on the north side of Cook? You showed us that the on the south is
it's the big warehouse.
On the north side of Cook, it's those it's that construction storage area, the vacant sites that aren't currently being used.
And
we were looking through that site to the back of the subject property, where we could see the parking and the cell towers.
And that particular site is zoned what now?
It's currently zoned EX. Yes. So the entire block is zoned EX, except for the subject property that we are reviewing today.
And what kind of housing can they build on that site?
Housing is allowed. What we would expect is multi-dwelling housing. And the housing allowed could be built out to the maximum allowed building envelope. So there's no density limit. It could be an entire housing project.
And to the due east is the backside of a school.
Due east is the school site. Yes.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. So, except for a few policies, this proposal has been found to equally or better support the relevant comprehensive plan goals and policies. As the photos illustrated, the characteristics of the surrounding development and map pattern speak to the appropriateness of applying a mixed-use zone on the subject site. The central employment designation follows the pattern on this block and the nearby North Mississippi corridor. The EX zone will serve as a transition between the residentially zoned area to the north and the city's maintenance yard located south of the site. City agencies, as well as the Oregon Department of Transportation, find that public services are adequate to support the uses and development allowed in the EX zone. Hearings Officer Frank agrees with staff's recommendation of approval. Mr. Frank is recommending that the City Council adopt the findings and decision found in the staff report. This concludes my presentation. Any questions?
Any questions for Ms. Fragoli?
Just have one. What's the height limit under the existing and proposed zoning?
The IG1 doesn't have a height limit because one assumes that we could have smokestacks and factories. So there's no height limit. But, of course, the uses are fairly restrictive for mm-hmm. industrial uses. The EX zone for this particular site, we apply the base zone height limit, which is 65 feet.
And my second question is, its designation in the industrial sanctuary. Is that different from in general industrial zone land?
All of the I zone properties are within the designation the industrial sanctuary, and you know as it sounds, it's that designation is intended to protect areas for industrial or heavy manufacturing type uses.
So for the record and for folks watching at home, could you say what you've said in the record and in the staff report regarding why it's appropriate to change the designation from the industrial zone?
Yes, it's appropriate because this is a very relatively small site on an entire block that is zoned EX Central Employment. The site has frontage on a major corridor. It's adjacent to other EX zone sites, and it can serve as transition between the residentially zoned areas directly north and east of the site to transition to the confined city maintenance facility that remains industrially zoned.
Mm-hmm. Great. Other questions for Sheila?
Just following up on that, this parcel isn't on our map of regionally significant industrial areas. Is that right?
That's correct. It is not on that map.
And I think the report also noted that the site is served by transit but not by freight routes, which is another indicator of why it's appropriate to change the designation. Is that right?
That's correct, yes.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether this is relevant to our consideration, but the last time there was a national holiday and all the coffee bars were closed in the city, the Grand Central Bakery was open.
That's important.
It's a good location.
One of the safest coffee bars in the city because there were like four police officers there when I got there.
Great. Thank you, Sheila. Thanks very much. Mm-hmm. Obviously, we don't have a lot of people here to participate. If the applicant is interested in making a statement, just come up. And obviously, you have the opportunity to keep it brief because it doesn't look like there's much of the controversy about this proposal.
Right. Thank you. Thank you for hearing me today. My name is Richard Larson. I'm with Paradise 39 Grape. Prepared the application and went through the hearings. I do want to note that we are in kind of a donut hole. It's been referred to at the city that we've been rezoned all around us. It's mm-hmm. an appropriate zone, I feel, because the IG1 limits me to industrial. And by that designation, we have to protect the adjacent properties from noise, odor, vibration, which is difficult to do with residential and EXD multifamily. To put retail in the building, I would have to leave more than half of it vacant, under 3,000 feet, or close to half of it. So I think the zone change is appropriate. The light industrial uses can still be facilitated, and they still fit in certain limitations into the EX zone. Mm-hmm. So with that and the expeditious decision from the hearing officer, I would appreciate our approval.
Well, I know it's not relevant to the decision, but I know there's some council curiosity about your company name.
Well, it started with an apartment complex on 39th, and it was kind of like paradise inside. And there were grapes.
That works.
That's all he remembers.
You threw a curveball. You threw a curveball on that. I thought he was going to say he was a vintner.
Yeah. No.
So it's more poetic than that. Yes.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
That was so long ago. That was actually when it was called 39th.
Exactly. Yeah. That was probably 15 years.
Ancient history.
I was trying to remember if Paradise 39 Grape was the name of a Philip K. Dick novel or a Kurt Vonnegut novel.
Neither, apparently. Yeah. So any questions? Any relevant questions since I asked them?
Commissioner Fritz, would you care to make a motion?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
I just have one other question for staff. And that is the Neighborhood Association has expressed support actively.
Yes, we did receive a letter from the representative of the Neighborhood Association that supports this request.
And was there testimony at a prior hearing in opposition?
There was no testimony in opposition.
And tell me about the notice requirements for all the way along the way. How far have you noticed about this?
We, for this Type 3 review, we send a notice to properties within 400 square feet of the site. We also notify the neighborhood associations within 1,000 feet of the site and the neighborhood coalition, of course, as well as business nearby business associations.
Thank you very much.
Uh-huh. Mira, go ahead.
For the discussion, I would move acceptance of the hearings officer's recommendation.
Is there a second?
Second.
Any discussion? Roll call on first item.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
Thank you for a very thorough staff presentation and obviously an application that was well thought out. Aye.
Fish?
Thank you, Mr. Larson, for being here today and giving us your testimony and just having driven by that piece of property quite a bit. It's in a very desirable part of our community, and we wish you luck. Aye.
Hales.
Yeah, this is a very vital part of Portland now, and this is, I think, a really smart idea, both from a zoning standpoint and from a hopefully a creative reuse of this property in a way that will really complement all the good things that are happening there on Mississippi and Fremont. So very pleased to see this here. Aye. And then second item, zone change itself. Emergency ordinance and roll call.
Saltzman?
Aye.
Novick?
Aye.
Fritz?
So this is an emergency ordinance which sometimes would give me pause because we vote on the previous motion in terms of accepting the hearing officer's recommendation and are not moving that to us any further consideration, then I'm prepared to vote aye on this.
Fish?
I just want to note that under Commissioner Fritz's predecessor, this would have been a two-hour hearing. It would have been very contentious, and there would have been a lot of loose ends. And I just want to salute her in her new position as Commissioner in charge of the Bureau of Development Services. Aye.
Hales.
Not true, of course, but thank you. Aye. And we're adjourned until next week. Thanks, Sheila.
Commissioner Fish takes advantage of the order of voting.
Yes, he does. He's
shameless. I just had an opportunity to say anything.
It was nice over there, wasn't it?
It's nicer to be
fourth. Yeah.
Yes, it is in fourth grade.
Those are just the right promotions. Remember the time Sarah Westbrook, Mike Krebs, their stars.